All right, happy Monday, April the 13th, 2020, Monday evening, 1 hour with Winfrey, a wild card episode on the Mondays. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people here. Thank you all for being here. And I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Antonio in California.
Hello, Antonio. We welcome
Hello,
you, brother.
Antonio.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. I was 2 days ahead of, I was on the Wednesday call.
Okay, okay.
Just practicing, right?
Yeah.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heisen and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heisen. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody on BBS.
Right. Yes, we are 2 minutes away from the hour. So we wait for Winfrey and Teddy Brown to join in here shortly. And as usual, every day we do our whole planet healing conference call. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everybody. It's Debbie, California.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello,
hi.
Debbie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Antonio. Yeshua.
Yeshua.
And the Whole Planet Healing Call is every day at 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Welcome, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio. Is that White Dove?
No.
That was Southern Phyllis.
Southern Belle. Hi, Phyllis.
Right. Hi.
All right.
And Phyllis was the one who laughed when I thought somebody said the Cheeto diet.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
I'm doing the Cheeto diet.
Round two feels just as good as round one.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. Monday evening wildcard with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Wanda in Libertad.
Hello, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
And someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Perth, Western Australia.
Nick.
Hello,
from
everybody.
Australia. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Nick.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you all? Hope you're all safe.
We're all good.
Safe.
Good.
Good. What's the news in Australia?
Not too bad here, man. Cases are dropping, not many deaths. think around 5,000 cases or something like that. So it's good.
Wow.
Good.
That's good. We had someone else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
It's Win in Sedona.
Hello, Win in Sedona.
Hello, Win.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Who's this guy named Ant?
Hello.
Who's Ant, though?
You need to read the whole name.
Ant-to-ne.
Oh. Neo.
Have we had somebody else join in? Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Yeah, this is Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello,
good evening. Welcome.
Hello, Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Oh, Lauren, you're inspiring them to sing.
When that was Antonio's rap name.
Yeah. Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Janine.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
How are you tonight, Janine?
I am good. Getting stronger. I'm good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wynn, ask me how I am, Wynn.
How are you, Don?
No, you are.
I don't answer that question.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't ask people to ask me that question, though.
He didn't ask you to ask it. He only told you that you didn't ask him.
Well,
this could be the whole call.
Yeah.
It is. That's my guy. It's the wild card in action.
And someone else.
Bill could be
welcome. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hello,
welcome.
Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Roger, the lady with the toilet paper roll jogging around, that was the best I've ever seen.
So, was this a video or?
It's a video, yeah, like a 1 minute video.
Oh.
I wonder if you could make a face mask by wrapping toilet paper around your head.
Paper mache.
Well, you might look better. And if you tell somebody they're full of shit and they look at your toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's if your eyes are brown.
I saw that one picture of that whole family that had gone down in their bunker. It was loaded with toilet paper. They had it all sealed off. And the dad finally sits down and says, did anyone think about food?
Oh, no.
In the video, I
was with the bidet business with me. Are you on the phone, Terry? What are you doing?
She's selling.
I'm making Terry nervous because I'm watching her while she's dialing.
And welcome to all those that are listening in through BBS Radio.
I like to watch. You want me to help? Hello, BBS.
someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Cecil from Seattle.
Hi,
Dawn. Hi. I hear Cecil and I hear Dawn. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi,
Dawn.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
Thank you both for being here.
Dawn is how they say my name down south.
I know.
And I welcome the next jiggle. Please say your name and your location.
That's not fair.
Oh, sorry.
You know, hi, Helen.
Hey, Helen.
Hey.
Hi, Helen.
It took me forever to find the right number. My phone hates me.
Thank you for being here, Helen.
Did everybody have a good Easter?
Yeah. Well, as best we could.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like Easter, though.
No.
Yeah,
but you know what?
We
got all kinds of ways of getting around all the rules. People are doing Zoom dinners, Zoom church, online church.
Two more people tuned in. Welcome to you both. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome,
Terry.
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
And the other person, feel free to announce yourself. Only if you want to. Thank you for being here.
If anyone new is on the call, I just want to say that Monday tends to be our silly call. All right.
Ooh.
Not silly always.
Only Monday?
Monday. Did I say Monday or Sunday?
You got a good point.
Monday.
Said Monday.
We have somebody else join in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi. Hi, everyone. It's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Welcome.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
I'm always silly.
Me too.
All right, welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
This is Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi,
welcome.
Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Juliet.
Thank you. Hello.
Juliet.
Hello.
So, hi, did you start a new job yet?
No, that's probably maybe next week or the week after. It needs to go through a whole process of hiring.
Mm-hmm. Is it a bigger company than your last company?
About the same.
Did they match their pay?
Not yet, but it's going to take me a little while, and then I can catch up, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Raiden.
Lots of love, Hive. Lots of love, Hive.
All right. Love to you, brother.
All right. And good luck on your new job.
Thank you, man.
You got one, right?
I got one, yes.
Yep. Okay. Okay, good. That's why I'm... Yeah, because I was finding they're going to be opening up some electronical jobs in this area. So, I'm looking around for you.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put those 5G towers.
Nigeria is turning them down this today. Italy was a couple days ago, so, you know.
You could probably put them up with a couple of missing important parts.
Yeah. Good idea.
They are in the Netherlands. They're blowing them up, like the people who are against it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm doing.
They ought to blow those guys up, putting the needles in those kids. Mandatory.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome,
yeah.
Next caller.
Yeah.
Please say the location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. We will be starting off here soon. We're 12 minutes in it.
Nudge, nudge, right?
Pinch, pinch.
All right. I will start. Hi, Nick. I see Nick in Perth. He said hello already, but I didn't say hello back to him. And Raiden? Raiden?
Yeah, I just found my mute button. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I discovered that really cute girl in the health food store knows you.
Which one is that?
That's what you'd say.
Well, there's many that are cute. I mean, I don't know.
Do you flirt with them all?
Well, certainly. I got to
get
them
old enough. They're all cute.
It was Julia.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she's a good person.
You know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
I told her all about you, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
You can't tell her all.
Well, to my surprise, I went to Safeway to get some buffalo and some pineapple, and there was ISIS in the checkout line. She's working at the Safeway.
Oh, I know. I know.
That was a nice, pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Well, see that? You can't get away from her. We were going to get together in a restaurant, but there's no restaurants.
You can't get together anyway.
You just have to stand in line and admire her, huh?
There's no restaurants. There's no happy hours, you know.
It's all stuff you can do in your own house.
That's right.
I know. But Terry loves to go out, okay?
Just first walk around the house and then go inside, pretend you go somewhere else.
Right, exactly. Go into the backyard and go into the kitchen.
Take a little drive.
Fun.
All right.
So you can have happy hour wherever you can be happy, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you, Cecil.
You're welcome.
Muted.
The 13th.
The recording has started.
This is April 13th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And everybody everywhere. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
I heard you. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to do?
What? I was wondering.
I'm going to tell everybody about your new project. And then down the road, we'll share it with them.
All right.
Is that okay? Is that okay?
Sure, that's fine. That's fine.
Now, Terry and I almost killed each other over this. And I said, what do you do? We have so much work to do in our work. What do you like going off on right angles for? And so I said, okay, now I'm just going to include it in our work, and then it'll be okay.
You want me to tell them about it?
No.
You
think I'm going to give you? I'm not going to give you all the attention.
Well, I'm very excited about it, so I'd love to share it.
Well, I'm gonna let you, okay?
All right.
All right. So, how many are we unmuted, Heise?
I'll unmute, yes.
Unmute everybody for a moment.
All right. The things are off, by the way.
Unmuted.
How many of you know what reverse speech is?
Me.
Yeah. How many don't know? No.
Do you mean like on a recording, running it backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Beatles used to do. Paul is dead. Paul is dead. When you remember
okay.
that, right? Well, there's a guy by the name of David Oates that has been researching reverse speech. You can mute everybody now, okay? He's been reverse...
Muted.
He's been reversing research speech. No, he's been researching reverse speech. And what he does is he takes in the audio and he plays it backwards, okay? And then it seems as if that when he plays it backwards, the person is saying backwards what they really feel as opposed to what they say forwards, okay? Like for...
Which may or may not be the same.
Well, like for example, if he says forward, I really love you all, right?
Yeah.
When you play it backwards, he might say, and I hope one of you wants to sleep with me tonight.
right.
Now I don't know if that's an exact example.
I got a good example of that. Like,
all right, wait a second. I'm going to turn it over to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm just trying to make sure people understand it first.
Yeah.
And then I'll just let you take it over and talk about it, right?
Okay.
So Terry has been fascinated about this for years. And the guy who is the eminent person who puts it out into the world is a guy by the name of David Oates. And Terry heard David Oates again the other night on a radio show called Rents. And she got all excited about reverse speech. And so she decided to take a recording of Bill Gates and reverse it when he was talking about vaccines, I believe. Correct, Terry?
He was talking, the title of it is How We Should Respond to the Coronavirus.
Okay. Now, it's 6:21 now, and I'm going to bring Lauren on again. So let's give ourselves about 8 minutes to talk about it, okay?
Okay.
And then Lauren and I will do something.
Okay.
And so, how do you know that reverse speech works? Why does it work? Okay? Because it's like beyond a person's control. They can't form words in reverse. So this is a test. I'm interviewing Terry, and we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how she does.
All right. Like in reverse. They don't always say something in reverse, but they have bursts of forward speech in the backward speech. And the backward speech usually modifies the foreword speech and tells more about the subject that they're talking about. You might ask, well, how can they form words both forwards and backwards? Well, if you listen to people sometimes, they go, and they stumble and stuff. Well, it's like, oh, very often they're forming words in the backwards speech.
You mean when they're saying
things?
I see.
And stumbles. What?
But it's totally unconscious on their part, correct?
Yeah, totally unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If you listen to somebody talk for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you reverse it.
Yeah.
How many reversals would you expect to find?
It probably varies. It depends on the person. But some people don't have very many. But Bill Gates has quite a few. And it's like, actually, when I gave my first talk in, it was Santa Barbara or somewhere, afterwards, a person came up to me and said, I'm a reverse speech specialist. Can I reverse and see what the Elohim were saying in reverse? And I said, go ahead. and the head of the whole thing, he says, I want a copy. So the person went ahead and reversed it. And it was very, very interesting in reverse, like the Elohim would come in and give their greeting. And when you reversed it, it was like, we welcome you with moonlight and wine. Well, I don't even drink wine, but I don't know where that came from. But
they don't drink wine either.
No, but I think they were setting the stage somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
now maybe that was you saying that, okay? In reverse.
I mean, it was me saying it because, mm-hmm. like, it was my words. It was in my voice in reverse and everything, but. Mm-hmm. I was channeling the Elohim, so it was them coming through me.
Well, you should do more reversals on the Elohim. We got hours and hours of it, okay?
I know. I want to do that.
I hope they don't say, these people will believe anything.
Well, we'll see what they say. You know,
okay.
I mean, they...
And one of the things is, Terry had her tape recorder running, and her cat did this big meow.
Yeah.
I talked
to my cat, and I said, hi, kitty. And then my cat went meow in return. And I had my reverse tape recorder running, and this was about 1986. And so I taped it. And then I reversed it, and I said, hi, kitty. And then there's me in reverse saying, hi, kitty. And then there's the kitty. In forward, she's saying, meow. And backwards, she's saying, hi, Terry. And I couldn't believe it. So I sent the tape recording to David Oates, who I met. He was in California, and I went down and met him. And I said, did my cat say hi, Terry? And he wrote back, and he said, yes, your cat did say that. That's what you heard, and that was what the cat said. But I talked to one of his sidekicks, and his sidekick heard my cat's reversal. And he said that David doesn't like to go into that, but he's got other examples of animals saying something. backwards. The kids, they start saying, you know, when they're talking Google Gaga baby talk, very often they learn to talk backwards first before they talk forwards. And if you get a tape recorder, if any of you have kids that are learning to talk, and just tape it and then play it backwards, which you can do with a program called Audacity on the computer. It's a free program. You might hear your kids saying, "Daddy, I love you," or "Hi, Daddy," or "Hi, Mommy," because there's all kinds of examples of kids when they're learning to talk. You don't know what they're saying, but then when you play it backwards, they're talking.
So, I'll tell you what, let's just go to your recent project.
Yes.
And what she did was she took this talk that Bill Gates did. When did he do it?
About the 23rd of March of 2020. So it was recent. He was in lockdown.
Okay. And he was talking about, you know, I don't think Bill Gates is positive. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's not. He is hooked into wanting to reduce the world population. And he might even be in charge of the project of how to do it through vaccines. And you know, if you look up Bill Gates vaccines, you'll see he's been traveling to different countries and he's been giving them vaccines for different things. And as I recall, he gave 500 children vaccines in India, and they got terribly sick. And I can't remember. Some of them got disabled. I'd have to look it up. I wasn't prepared to talk about it. But
a number of them died, and he's being sued by the government over there.
Being sued by the Indian government. And he's done this in other countries, in some African countries. And then I have reason to believe he's part of the negative agenda that wants to depopulate everything, okay? And so Terry took a talk on him. And I don't know if you remember what he said in forward, right? You probably don't. But if you do, you can say it.
Okay.
But she was coming up with some amazing reversals of his. You want to share some of
them? Yeah, I can give you an example of one that is pretty interesting. Like forward, he said, we have various tools for dealing with the coronavirus. And backwards, he says, Snow Hamish has been, Snow Hamish, they closed to you all. And so Snow Hamish was the first place, I believe, in the U.S. to be closed, shut down.
That's where Phyllis lives, by the way.
No,
okay.
She doesn't live there. She lives in Squim. But
that's where Edgina lives. Right?
Edgina lives
right
there. Yeah.
And what did he say in forward?
Forward, he said, we have various tools to deal with the coronavirus. Backwards, he says, it's not Hamish. They have now closed down to you all.
They have not closed down to you all?
They have now closed down to you all. Was closed.
They were quarantined, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And
so
let's
that's
hear another
an example.
One. Let's hear another one.
Like a lot of them jump into my mind. Like another one was the reversal was worst city, but I don't know which city he was referring to. Another one was I am very worried. And backwards it says, I'm weary of the muck.
I'm weary of the muck?
No, weary, weary. He's tired
weary.
Of all the
muck.
Muck, yeah.
Now, another one, didn't he say something about nukes?
Well, I wasn't going to say that one. I'm still trying. Well, four words he says, the coronavirus, if it when the warm weather comes, and if it is limited, shut down by the warm weather, and then he says the northern hemisphere is something like in good, it's good for the northern hemisphere. But mm-hmm. backwards he says, and he's laughing when he says it, soon die, soon nukes, soon nuke. Like that forward he's saying good for the northern hemisphere, and backward he's saying soon nukes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, before we're done, she'll be reversing me. Oh my God, what will that come up with? And Bob Dylan and
I don't know. I don't think I'll do Bob Dylan. I might do a few others who, like, I would like to, you know, like, people send me these videos, and I wonder, is there anything to that, or isn't there? Well, if I do a speech on it, I can at least tell if the speaker believes what he's saying, but if he's some kind of disinformation person, and throwing some disinformation in there, I might be able to see what he really believes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just wanted to make a couple. Terry, you have done an excellent job as being interviewed. Okay. I am proud of you.
Wynn?
Yes. Yes.
This is Cecil. A couple of years ago, I was listening to a speech that Bill Gates gave, and he was talking about the overpopulation, and he said right on the video, we think we can do something about that with the vaccines. I think it was HIV vaccine, something that they were going to vaccinate for, but they were going to give them HIV in the shot, starting in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he said right out loud.
I heard another one recently. I don't think it was recent when he did it, but it was recent, the last couple of years, where what did he say? He said, we're going to bring all these health care and new vaccines, and if we're lucky, we'll reduce the population 15%.
Yeah,
that was
forward. There's a reversal on that one, and the reversal said we're useless to you in the future, which is really strange.
And as you mentioned HIV, Cecil, our sources spoke earlier about the Corona 19 that it was that it did have a component of HIV in it, whatever that means.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like there's an inset, an HIV inset, virus inset in the coronavirus inset.
I heard that it was a cross between HIV and the SARS, S-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time for Lauren.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Terry, you can stay online. So when we're talking to Lauren, if you want to say something,
okay,
you can. But great. You have to stay still. You can't make a bunch of background noise. Okay.
I will try to be quiet.
All right.
Okay.
So, Lauren, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Is it okay with you if Terry stays present?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm just curious. Let's ask the question. And, Hodge, can you unmute people for a moment?
Unmuted.
Does anybody want to share their experience with the energizing of water last week? Did anybody notice any? Who's that?
Phyllis.
Okay.
Yeah, my water tasted a lot better, and I was trying to explain it. This is to Lauren. The texture of it changed. It was like it was smoother. It was like it was alive, but at the same time, it's like it had some life energy, but it also was smoother. So it came across to me. The first word I said was, it was like it was thicker. And he said, thicker? And so I said, well, maybe more like smoother. Smoother. It was definitely different. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Did anyone notice, like, there was no change?
Well, I didn't have a glass of water, I just did it on myself, and I noticed the change in the water in my system, my whole system. Mm-hmm. I noticed a change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's unmuted. I think we're still muted.
Oh, let me see something here.
Muted. Unmuted.
Okay, now everybody's unmuted.
Now they can answer.
Now does anyone want to say something?
Well, I didn't have a glass of water. I had a plastic cup, and I knew immediately that I should have had a glass. I should have had it in a glass container.
Mm-hmm. So did it not seem to work in the plastic cup?
Yeah, my intention, I was already sure that I was doing it. I should have had glass, so I'm sure my intentions were halfway because I realized I should have had a glass.
What were we doing to treat this water?
Were you there last Monday, Cecil?
I might have been, but I don't remember now what was the deal on the water.
I think you would have remembered it.
It seemed like it was freezing it or something several times.
No. We were just blessing the water.
Ah, okay.
Putting our energy through it and then drinking it. Roger Newcomb, what are you doing?
I'm using my tuning fork.
Okay.
Didn't know if anybody would hear that or not.
Oh yeah.
You know, I hope nobody says your name in reverse speech, Roger.
No, I wouldn't mind at all. Maybe I'd learn something.
Maybe you wouldn't want to know.
All right. Lauren.
Yes.
Should I ask you questions, or do you want to start a topic?
We can take it. Yeah, ask a question first.
Muted.
All right. Well, you know, I asked Lauren. Lauren has the ability to transmit energies. I'm sure you're all kind of becoming aware that Lauren is a rather unusual person. He is able to tap into other dimensions or subtle levels of this dimension, and he seems to be able to grasp what's going on in a scientific way. And it's an incredible ability. You know, Terry has the ability to sometimes remote view. And then when she is talking to the Elohim and we go somewhere, she goes there with them and sees what's going on. I have the ability to send energy. I know I do. And it's like, and maybe I'm not doing it just by myself. Maybe I've always had higher groups with me, but I didn't recognize it. But I also have had numerous, numerous synchronicities to the point where it was just, you know, blowing my mind for a while. And Lauren also has had numerous synchronicities. And could you share some of your synchronicities, Lauren?
Sure, I guess. it go on for years where something would happen, and I'd go, oh, gosh, am I imagining this? And oftentimes there'd be a couple of close friends who were actually witnessing it, and then later on we'd be chatting away, and they'd remind me of this, you know, of what you know that actually happened. It wasn't just my imagination. That actually happened. And some of those things, like we're on a bus, and a buddy of mine, his name was Chris Cross, really. And they, this is years ago, you know. And he said, "Would you like my cigarette?" And we're cramped together, right, and somebody in between us. And I'd pull out a lighter, and I'd light it away from him. You know, because you couldn't reach around the other person in the middle. And,
mm-hmm.
And it light his cigarette. He would count on this. You know, he got a big kick out of it. He'd count on this. And other times, there's like
Now, wait, you lost me. I didn't quite understand. He asked you.
When I light the lighter, the lighter would be maybe 6 inches away from his cigarette, and his cigarette would light up, or you know,
I see. In other words, it started by some telekinetic process, and not from the lighter, right?
Right. Yeah. And then there was a number of people where I was working and stuff that knew about what was going on, and they said, "Oh, listen, they're going to be taking off. This is in the L.A. area, and they're going to be taking off this weekend, and they wanted really good weather for that, right? And you know, the clouds are building up. It's going to be in the forecast is very bad weather and stuff like that. And they tell me where they're going to be, and they wanted really good weather there, and traveling also in good weather. And there'd be storm going on all over the place except for where they were.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they know you had that ability to do that?
Yeah. And they,
you did it before.
I mean, yeah. And so this would be, I'm just taking stride. And they, and this happened frequently. I mean, mm-hmm. And unerringly. I could control the weather at any location, and make it rain or make it. Well, there was a funny incident about that, a big wild one. But at any rate, the I could control the weather and with precision. I mean, real precision. Like be walking down the street and it's downpour, except where we were walking. Not so much as one drop on us. that sort of thing, you know. And
did you ever try to control a hurricane or a tornado or anything?
Yeah. I mean, this is what I'm telling you here is stuff that happened in the past. There's some events that happened, and everything went screwy after that. But the up to that point, yeah, there were a couple of hurricanes, and I was working with a small group of people, about six of us all together, scattered across the U.S. And the and there's you know. Had hurricane come in, and it was, and we got together over the phone, and to redirect the hurricane, and it did. It was going to be coming in through, hitting around Florida, and then swinging up. This is what the course was that they were observing. And swinging up and there'd be pretty bad news. Seriously, I forgot which hurricane was. I'm really poor with names and numbers, dates and names. But anyway, so we veered it off. It wasn't just me. We veered it off. So it went back out into the Atlantic, and then. Then some agency was trying to steer this thing, and we thought we had it nailed down, but some agency was trying to steer this hurricane, you know, weather modification, weather control stuff, and using technical means and stuff. And my gosh, this is coming back into the U.S. and so. Bounced it off, and it's funny. This as you're watching the hurricane plot, it came in around northern part Florida and I think it was Georgia, and then we veered it off, and so it goes abruptly right on cue. It goes headed out to sea, and then abruptly. It starts coming back in, and then abruptly, we had it back out to sea. By the time it got up to around Massachusetts and stuff, New York and all that, it had this a zigzag, which is abnormal, and the weathermen were commenting on that. It was so strange, right? The meteorologist, that's with weather. There was other things that were going on when we were trying to. There were some Oh, there was this one incident. I was over in Germany, and this is the winter time. So the cloud cover. I was staying. I was there doing a lectures. This was a closed, you know, a closed door lectures, invitation only to the top ranking people in the medical community, medical research scientists, physicians, et cetera. We're talking about the top people in Europe and North Africa. And anyway, so we were talking to him about about resonant field theory and how it pertains to medicine, right? And then and they got really interested in that. I mean, really seriously interested. Won't go into those details. At any rate, so after the lecture that evening, there's a fellow that invited me over. There's obviously the featured speaker for this seminar that started on the Monday, and then it ended up on the Saturday afternoon when I head back to Canada, where I was living in Canada at the time. And and each night, I was smoking at the time, you know, but I wouldn't smoke indoors, and I just wouldn't do that. This is before the laws came out about smoking, you know, in public places and stuff like that. They put me up in this motel or hotel, sorry, that Hitler used to stay at, and they and I was had this suite there, and up on the second floor, and this inn, and I'd walk out at nighttime, step out, and to have a puff, and I'd instantly look up without thinking about it. I'd just look up in the sky, and of course it's completely cloud covered. I mean, down the low altitude, and there'd be this opening in the sky in the cloud cover. It was a scalene triangle opening. No side equals any other side. They're all different. You know, it's an odd shaped triangle where no sides are equal to any other side. Okay, and very well defined, like a cookie cutter. In the sky, and you can see, the sky through it, and this shooting star would go along one edge each time I looked up, and I commented this to Dr. Keith, who was putting this seminar thing together for me, you know, and. I comment on that, and he thought I was like, delusional. And I said, no, it's like, this is really weird because it happens every single time. I step out onto the little patio thing there, you know, which is about 1 meter deep and about 3 meters wide, you know, and I'd instantly look up as I step out without a thought in mind. Didn't matter what was happening before I stepped out. I didn't have a thought in my mind at the time, and I just automatically just look up in the sky, and there'd be this aperture in the sky, same place each time, and the shooting star would go zip along the long leg of that triangle, and it happened over and over and over and over and over again. This is Mother talking to me, you know, and so, you know, Mother Nature, and although I didn't know her by that, as such at that time, but she was, you know, working with me, and the because I was having a real hard time at the time. She was in there with me, and so it got to be like a Friday night, and he stops, drops me off, and I said, "Okay, come on in for a and we'll for a drink and you know, wind down and discuss and how successful, you know, the seminar was." And so he's sitting down with me to, so I tell him, you know, I'm going to go step out and have a cigarette. And he said, "I'll join you." And he steps out with me. I instantly look up. He notices me looking up, and there's this aperture in the sky, and the shooting star goes zip, you know, just as I said. This is, I mean, it's pretty dark, and but he had light from the room, you know, casting out there, and he turned white. I mean, from the hairline going sweeping down, you know. I mean, he just turned white as a sheet, and he shaking, starts shaking and stuff like that. And I go, "Yeah, like that." We step back in, and you know, after a cigarette, and step back in and sit down. And he wouldn't say a word. He was just shaking, and he said, "I gotta leave." I figured out the odds of that occurring. It was over one Googleplex. That's one over 100 zeros. Mathematically,
Lauren,
impossible.
Lauren, we gotta get off. We gotta go to Whole Planet Healing.
Oh no! Oh gosh, I was gonna get into this. Okay, so we'll have to do it this next time. I want to get into some exercises so people can actually learn how to do this. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Very interesting, Lauren.
Okay.
Sorry about that, folks.
That's all right.
Thank you for being here, Lauren.
We didn't get Jerry to ask a question, right? But
I think Terry's talking in reverse. Okay.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
One quick thing, Lauren. A Google is one followed by 100 zeros, and a Googleplex is 10 to the power of 10 to the power of 100, or one followed by a Google zeros.
Yeah.
Trails.
It's a bunch.
This session is no longer being recorded.